They used to say this was the land of the free, that we were a sovereign people governed by consent, not coerced by foreign gold. But that's not true anymore, if it ever really was. We are not free, we are but bought men and broken promises. Our Congress is not a hall of deliberation, it is a well-oiled bidding floor, and we the people are not citizens, we are the spectacle. AIPAC writes checks and lawmakers recite its gospel. One by one, these men and women with red ties and blue suits, pearl earrings, and forced smiles march in lockstep to the rhythm of Israeli apartheid. And what's the cost of their allegiance? It's just Palestinian blood and bombed children. A land sieged into silence while Washington lights candles and calls it peace. And of our 535 elected officials in this nation, only one, Thomas Massie, has had the backbone to deny AIPAC's money. 10 others have pledged not to take it directly, but the rest are owned. Maybe not bought outright, but leased out in campaign ads and cowed into silence. The price of the office is fealty to a foreign flag. They may take oaths under our Constitution, but legislate as if Tel Aviv signs their checks. And we can call it what it is. The United States is a colony now. The American empire, once the apex predator, is now just a lapdog. And still we're told not to talk about this, not in polite company, not on the floor of Congress, not in public classrooms or newsrooms or pulpits. Because to criticize the actions of the Israeli state, and not the Jewish people, not Judaism, but the ultra-nationalist fascism of Zionism itself, is now branded anti-Semitic by design. It's not a mistake, it's the point. Because if they can blur the line between ideology and identity, then every dissent becomes hate and every truth becomes a crime. But Zionism is not a people. Zionism is a political ideology, and a supremacist one at that. And the First Amendment was written for exactly this. To protect speech that challenges power. To protect speech that refuses the script. Hunter S. Thompson once said that you can tell who's in charge by who you're not allowed to criticize. Well, here we are. Gagged and shackled in the land of the brave. And this is not democracy. It's hostage governance. In the face of this tyranny wears a smirk, Benjamin Netanyahu. This man, this hollow, soulless relic of paranoia and vengeance, is not a leader. He's a child murderer, a tyrant, a war criminal, a wanted man in the eyes of the International Criminal Court, and still we greet him in Washington like Caesar returning from conquest. We clap, we grin, while he wipes ashes from his boots and tells us about Hamas while another hospital is reduced to rubble. Fuck that man. He is not to be feared. He is to be named. He is to be judged. And one day, when his body fails him and the lights go out, I hope he is aware. I hope the screams of every mother echo in his mind. I hope his last breath tastes like ashes and dirt, that he reaches out in fear for a hand that is not there. That he dies alone, afraid, swallowed by the darkness that he fed his empire. Because that's the truth he's always run from. He is only a man, and barely that. And no man escapes the ledger to find still death.